How's it going, everybody? It's Woody, and this is an episode of One True Three. And today, our contestant is Melt My Happiness. And hi, Melt.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going really well. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Melt is not. She and I are on opposite sides of the world, so the time frame for recording is different. So it's about 7 a.m. Thank goodness this is an audio episode, because my hair is just crazy today. For those of you guys who don't know what One True Three is, the idea for this game is courtesy of the Tell 'Em Steve Dave podcast. And I want to go over the rules real quick for those of you who haven't played before, or in case you couldn't tell by the name of what it was. One True Three, the contestant tells me three stories from their past, one at a time, and two of them are not real, but one of them is, and it's their job to fool me, and it's my job to guess which story might be real. I do get to ask the contestant clarifying questions and look for additional details to uncover. Maybe they'll slip up, and maybe they'll, tell me something that helps me pinpoint what exactly is not the true one. If I guess the real one correctly, then I win. But if I don't, then the contestant wins. And they win a prize today. Every time I like to give away a prize. And so far, Miss Melt and I, we've bonded over our love of music. She showed me a lot of crazy music I've never, ever heard before. And I probably never would have known about, basically. So, if you win, Melt, and I can't guess your one, two, three, then I have this. You can't see it, but I'm waving it around. I have this nifty slide whistle as your prize.
That's hilarious. I actually really want to win that now.
You do want to win it, right? Mm-hmm. So... I was thinking about this, wouldn't it be cool if music had slide whistles? I think it would be really neat. If more modern music had slide whistles, just in the middle of the chorus, when you're getting into the chorus, you'd be like, I think that would be cool. But now, seriously, you could write a song with a slide whistle, but you have to beat me first. So you have to fool me. So, so I also have note cards so I can help keep track of certain details. I'm going to jot this down. So I have.
Oh, you're so much more organized than me. This is terrible.
No. What do you mean organized? All you have to do is tell stories.
I don't even have a notepad.
Oh. Well, that's okay. You don't need a notepad. You need to beat me. That's what you have to do. So are you ready to play one, two, three?
Yep.
All right. So here we go. Story number one. Let's do it.
Okay, well, my first story is actually related to music, which is, something that we have talked extensively about. And it happened about 6 years ago when I was at the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert, and I was pretty much front stage in the mosh pit. And it was halfway through a song, and I didn't realize, but obviously in a mosh pit, people are very close to you, and a guy jerked off on my leg, and I clearly didn't notice. My friend, right before he came, noticed, screamed, tried to pull me away. Didn't pull me away in time.
Oh, no.
And that happened, and I was kind of stuck in between wanting to punch him in the face, wanting to run like hell, and I don't know how I thought I was going to get out of a mosh pit quickly, and just staying and watching the rest of the set. But luckily my boyfriend at the time saw and punched this guy out, and security saw and escorted him very quickly from the arena. My friend had a bottle of water, which he very kindly gave up for me. And somebody lent me a shirt so that I could, clean up, as it were. And, I stayed and watched the rest of the concert, but when I got home, I think I showered for about an hour.
Oh my goodness. Oh man, that's horrible. Mm. Wow. I do have a bunch of questions. I'm going to wait until I get through all three of them, then I'll come back to the questions, because I've got about 18 questions. But oh my goodness. Okay, so the first story, that was That was quite interesting. So let's move on to story two.
Okay. For the purposes of this story, I am going to change people's names because I have to use names in this story or it gets too confusing.
Okay.
Because it's quite long. About 6 months ago, I was a bridesmaid in a friend's wedding. And a couple of days after the wedding, I got a phone call when I was at work from a guy who said that his name was Andrew and that he was friends with Ryan and he had met me at the wedding. And he actually called me like on my work landline. So my first thought was, oh God, did I get really drunk at this wedding and try and like get this guy as a client? But we were just chatting and then he asked if I wanted to go out for a drink and I said, sure. And we organized to catch up the following week, but I still couldn't really place who he was. So I called up. At this point, I'd like to also point out, I still have no idea who this Ryan guy is, but apparently he's our friend in common. So I called up one of the other bridesmaids and said that a guy called Andrew had called up and asked me out. Apparently he's friends with Ryan, whoever that is. And she said, was that Andrew Smith? And I was like, no, it couldn't be him because I know him and we've met a couple of times and he was also at the wedding with his girlfriend. And so I told her the number and she looked it up in her phone and it was this guy, Andrew Smith. He was literally at this wedding with his girlfriend of 3 years that lives with him. And I would also like to point out he's a really, really good friend of the bride and a lot of my friends. So I'm not sure what he was thinking where he thought this wasn't going to come out, but he asked me out while still having a girlfriend. And it turned out that he called me on my work phone because he had asked a couple of people for my mobile number. Like mobile is like a cell phone. And he told them that he just wanted it because I had taken a photo of him and his girlfriend at the wedding and he wanted me to send it to him. So at this point I awkwardly text him and said, I'm really sorry. I kind of didn't realize who you were at the time. And given you have a girlfriend, I don't really think that we should catch up. And he texts back and said, something like, yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that when we caught up. Things aren't going great at the moment. And then started waffling on about just things that he liked about me, which I'm not going to go into. And then obviously a few texts back and forth where I politely explained multiple times that I'm not interested in dating guys that have girlfriends. He has since broken up with his girlfriend and he has since asked me out 7 times.
Oh my goodness.
And surprisingly, I have said no every single time.
Surprisingly or unsurprisingly?
No, you'll be shocked to know that I'm not very interested in dating somebody who asked me out when they were completely unavailable.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Okay, so 7 times since he's broken up with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. Just taking notes here.
Oh, this is making me nervous. You're very organized because you're freakishly organized.
I just like writing. I don't get a chance to write that often, so I'm usually like on the computer typing up a storm. And I thought that the clack clack of the computer was a lot less than the scritch scritch of like the pen. I was going to get a really noisy marker, but I can't find one noisy enough that would pick up on the mic. So anyway, so it'll have to be this pen. All right, so I've got a couple questions on that, but I will come back to that after your third story.
Okay.
Are you ready to move on to your third story?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, I feel like this is all I'm talking about dating. But seriously, that seems to be the only really stories that happen in my life.
No, jerking off on a leg is not...
That's not dating. If that guy thinks that's dating, he's doing it really wrong.
Exactly.
In his defense, it was under the bridge, and I kind of get it.
I mean, wait, he was doing it under a bridge. I'm just kidding. That's a joke.
No. Actually, no. There's no excuse. How am I even trying to justify this?
Don't justify that, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So anyway. All right. So Story number three.
Okay. So story number three is again about dating. I have very mixed feelings about dating because I like it and I hate it. Mm-hmm. Mostly I hate it because I end up with some really bad stories that give my friends no end of joy to hear me say, but to the point where people are like, where are you meeting these people that keep doing these really random things to you? So I have had in the past not one, not two, but three men, all of them I was set up with. Mm-hmm. On the very first date, before we had even met, or if we'd only met like once, order their food before I have arrived for the date.
What?
Yeah. Which, friendly dating advice for everyone out there, don't do that. It's really weird. It's really rude. And it's really awkward to sit opposite someone while they eat and you're still waiting for your food to come. Oh. It's really weird.
Oh my goodness. And then how'd the rest of the date go?
Well, the first date was just really quite awkward. The second date was actually my favorite because I was running late and I text him and said, I'm really sorry, I'm going to be 10 minutes. And when I turned up, we were sort of chatting and talking about blind dates and if we've ever had any bad blind dates. And I was like, well, as a matter of fact, I had one recently and turned up to have breakfast with this guy. And I was sitting there with him and I was like, should we order? And he goes, oh, I've already ordered. And I was like, so he had ordered his food before I even got there. And just as I said that line, a waitress came over and put food in front of this guy. And he just looked at me and went, there's no recovering from this, is there? And I went, nope. And I just stood up and walked out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. In the middle of the day. So that's why it's your favorite, because it's like you just went into nope mode. You're like, nope.
I was like, no, I'm out. This is – well, yeah. To be fair, he was like, there is no recovering from this.
Yeah.
Where was it going from there?
I mean – you tell me. I don't think I think you have. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a pretty reasonable prerequisite to have, in my opinion.
It's just polite, really.
It is polite,
courteous.
But I go ahead.
I just said courteous.
Oh, courteous. I just said tedious. I was like,
what? Well, it's tedious as well. Dating is very tedious.
Yeah, but certainly one of the things you, when you're on a date, you bond over food, and so the thing you'd hope they'd be considerate with is obviously waiting to order food. But I do have a follow-up question on that, which I'll get to after I ask a couple of follow-up questions on the other two stories. So
okay.
Let's go back to your first story, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you had everything, you know, in terms of, rather than talk about the incident or the act, how was the show? Was it pretty good?
It was epic.
Got it. And then I don't think Josh had replaced John yet. So John Frusciante is still playing guitar, correct?
I actually don't know. This was like
6 years ago.
Well, hang on. What year is it? Hang on. No, it wasn't 6 years ago because it was 2004. Wow. That's 12 years ago.
I mean, John was definitely part of the group then.
So, I actually don't
obviously,
know.
No, he was. He was.
In 2004?
In 2004?
Hmm.
Yeah. John Frusciante was part of the group. So he rejoined after Californication or during Californication.
Yes, you're right. 2000. I was at that concert too.
So then.
I feel like we've talked about this.
We haven't talked about it. No, we haven't talked about John Frusciante.
No, we've talked about Californication, haven't we?
Nope.
Hmm.
Have not.
Interesting.
That was a different Woody.
So many of them.
So many. So, all right. So, but it was a good show though, right? Mm-hmm. Was it better than the 2000 show?
It was no. Well, 2000 show was a part of a festival that I was at. So it's a very different experience.
Okay.
In my opinion.
And this was just Red Hot Chili Peppers, or were there other like acts at the jerk off place?
What do you mean? Like a support act?
Right, yeah, like support, yeah, like opener, or was it just like, did you buy tickets for?
It was just for them. They only did a solo show that year.
Got it, okay. All right. So you've only got Red Hot Chili Peppers fans there, and you mentioned earlier the song that played was Under the Bridge, which I think even with solos, if you were to extend the solo, probably like 5 or 6 minutes, but I think they probably played it to a T, right? They didn't do anything funky or, frilly.
No, that was actually a pretty good guitar solo halfway through.
Got it. John Frusciante. That's all I'm gonna say. If you haven't checked him out yet, check him out. His solo stuff is awesome. Okay, so
Have you
the
ever
only
seen
other.
them live? They actually extend that song to about 12 minutes sometimes.
So then he would have maybe had time for a refractory period and to go again, right? I mean,
I don't know at what point he started.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So,
He started his solo.
is that not what you were talking about?
No, I was no, so yes, so
Is rapidly going downhill.
no, it's not at all. All right, so
Hilarious.
what was I gonna say? No, I can't remember.
You were asking about Under the Bridge.
Well, I was more asking about like it sounds like you stuck around for the rest of the show. And then everything was fine, but like, would there ever be a? I mean, your boyfriend at the time, would there ever be a situation where he would have been like, "We need to go," or "We need to, file charges or call the police or something like that"? The police already, security already took care of the guy, but you didn't. I mean, when something like that happens, you really have no need to like pursue it further. Like, you just want to basically just be like, "Ah, I can't believe that happened," just in disbelief, correct?
Yeah, I was literally very happy to not have to leave the concert. Because
Okay.
there was about 2 minutes where I was like, can I stand here with this all over me for the next hour? Is that a really, see, I don't know if that's a good thing that you want to or a bad
Right.
thing.
I mean, you look at the it's Red Hot Chili Peppers. I mean, and technically you were at the concert in 2000, so I mean, it's not like,
I
being
have to
covered.
say, I'm pretty sure. I don't know if I had said to, nearly said his name, my boyfriend at the time, I want to leave. I don't know whether he would have been more upset if I said, no, I'm fine, let's stay, or if I said, I want to leave.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Okay. Okay, well that helps a little bit. I guess the only other thing is like that's only a guy thing, right? Like you can only see something like a guy doing that at a concert, right? Like, well, I mean, I don't know if women, I'm just saying in general, like I don't know if women would just like I mean, it's obviously impossible to do it on somebody else for a girl, but like more importantly, like I don't know how to do it subtly, like if that would be, well, certainly guys could probably do it subtly too, but that was blatant. You know what I mean? That was
Yeah.
insane. All right. So question. Okay. So two, the Andrew Ryan story. So you mentioned since it's been 7 times he's asked you out since he's broken up with his girlfriend. But more importantly, and this is my kind of good question, like, did you know the girlfriend or you just knew of the girlfriend?
I knew not well. I had met her. She's lovely. And she came to the like hen's party, which is like a bachelorette, what we call a bachelorette party. And she was the only person out of everyone that we invited who called up and said, "What can I bring?" And she made like these little homemade pizzas. And she didn't know anyone really. She was really nice. So I wanted to kind of contact her and go, "Just an FYI, your boyfriend's a creep." But what is that noise?
That's a train going by. Can you hear it?
Yes.
Sorry. It's gonna get louder. That's okay.
Oh.
Train goes by in the morning.
Yeah, so
So
she was really nice.
she was nice, and then obviously, like, you're kind of stuck in this, like, obviously you want to be as polite as possible, but at the same time, it's like you have to basically put it on Front Street and say, "Look, Andrew, this is nothing doing. I'm not interested in this. I'm
Yeah.
not gonna, yeah."
Except
But
the
obviously,
really, I'm too nice. And so when he started texting, saying all these things that were wrong in his relationship, I was so close to texting, going, "That's okay. We can catch up as friends if you need to talk." And then I was like, "No, ridiculous. Like, my friend was like, don't be polite. There's no need to be polite in this situation.
Right. And then, of course, he probably stacked, like, he made it harder because he's like, these are all the things I like about you. And it's like, no, that's not helping.
No, that, what do you mean, like I was tempted?
No. More like it just kind of distanced you further because he's saying you already had your decision. You had your mind made up
Oh,
that you weren't
yeah.
going to pursue it. But then he's like, oh, but please, like I, but these are, yeah, okay. And then Ryan. So Ryan's a real person, correct? Okay.
He, I've
I'm saying.
since found out that he is one of like their friends, but I don't know him, so I don't know why he would think, instead of just saying, I'm friends with the bride when I was a bridesmaid, he would say this guy that I actually don't know who he is. Well, I do now, but.
Right. And then certainly 6 months, but was the wedding nice at least? I was in the wedding this year, so it was fun.
It was a really good wedding. It was on like a Sun. They had it on a Sunday afternoon, which is odd.
It is
And
odd.
yeah, it's a little odd. And it was a day wedding, which I'd never been to a day wedding before.
Oh
Like
yeah?
it was like a lunch thing and then finished at 7. It was at a winery. It was really nice.
Oh, cool. Awesome. All right. Moving on to story number three. Okay. Is there any circumstance? Okay, I've heard, one, two, three. Is there any circumstance where that is okay for you, where people
What?
order food first?
If I know them, I wouldn't care.
Okay. But like, what if, okay, and I'm just using a
No, even
hypothetical
then, I think it's
example.
a bit. No,
Yeah?
that's not true. No, it's not true, because I don't think I would ever, maybe with a really close friend, I would be like, I'm sorry, I couldn't wait. And to be fair, if I go for breakfast, I will always order coffee before anyone arrives because I'm
So
not
it,
waiting
it
for anyone for
so
coffee.
it's a so it's okay under certain circumstances if you're not ordering food, like if it's coffee, for example, you can have a cuppa, I should say. That's stupid. But anyway, but you can have coffee ahead of time
Cuppa is a
without
cup of
a,
tea, not coffee.
oh, well,
An
see.
Australian fact right there. Actually, I think
Well, I'm
that's
just gonna,
British.
yeah, just going to validate that. I'm writing a little quick note to myself to validate that you said cuppa. But okay, so food is off the table, like, but coffee or any sort of beverage is okay. Like, if you show up there and they're like drinking like a not even I would say non-alcoholic beverage, like a iced tea or something. You know what I mean? That's okay.
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
But what if the restaurant was super busy and like this is the only opportunity that you could order food or something? I don't know. I'm thinking about like Restaurant X where you show up and like you're getting ready to eat, but like the waitress, it's super busy and he realizes that he's gonna order food. Would you ever let him order on your behalf? Not if it's the first date, correct?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
I
Okay.
hate people that order for you. I hate it.
Yeah? Okay. So then for all people who date Melt from now on, just keep in mind that you bring some saltines with you on a date and then just sneak them somehow. That's all you got to remember, right?
Saltines?
Salt like crackers.
Oh.
Biscuits. Nope, biscuits or cookies.
Yeah.
Dang it. I
Cr
gotta
we have
learn.
crack
Yeah, you have crackers
crackers,
there.
yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
we call them saltines, I
Oh.
guess. Some people call them saltines. And then the only other thing, and again, I'm just curious about this. So, you seem like a really good communicator when it comes to, because everything you've explained so far, I mean, communicating very well. Are you a, would you define yourself as like, running late often, or I mean, do you like to be late? Do you like to be on time? What kind of natured person are you in terms of that?
My best friend says that I am annoyingly on time most of the time.
Okay.
I can think I'm running late and then we'll still somehow, I don't know if there's some magical time turner, but we'll still be 5 minutes early, even if I'm running 15 minutes late. I don't know how I do it. But in this instance, the reason I was actually running late is, I went to the same restaurant, but in a different suburb.
Okay.
So I was at the one that was in one suburb and he was at the one that was in another.
Got it. Got it.
So that's why I was running late.
Gotcha. Okay. I think I have everything I need to know to make my guess, but I will tell you it's going to be a tricky one. So I'm going to explain my logic as I go on. So first, let's eliminate one of the easy ones. I believe that it probably happened three times, but the last thing that you told me about the instance made me think that it probably only happened once. And if it did happen once where they ordered food ahead of time, I mean, that's enough for you to basically say, like, maybe even it happened twice. But I'm going to say that your third story is a lie. And I believe that's true because, yeah, you may have experienced it in the past, but I think that guys have a little bit more, they hopefully have a little bit more common senses to not do that. So I'm going to say number three is not true. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Yay! But side note, it did happen twice. The lie was that it happened three times.
I knew it. I was like, not once, not twice. I was like, no, but I guarantee it's probably happened. Everything in life happens at least twice. That's my theory.
Yeah. happened twice.
Mm-hmm. But still, I mean, that's awful that happened. So now we're on to, so now we got to pick between the solo performance and the, cuckolding, not cuckolding, but let's just say, the Andrew story.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, both of them have twinges of reality. I kind of like the true nature of the second story, because yeah, I would believe somebody would be desperate enough to work their way around getting your mobile to get your work phone number. But at the same time, I also think that, like, you know, once he started asking you or mentioning all of those kind of questions in the past about, hey, you know, or not questions in the past, but, you know, all the, once he was persistent, that's where I was like, I don't know for sure. I also believe too that he probably has tried to reach out to you and you've declined him seven times in the past.
Did you just talk yourself back into that being true?
I did, because I'm trying to figure out. Boy, that Red Hot Chili Peppers story is almost too stunning not to be true. But then, my problem is that, like you said, since it's a mosh pit, people aren't really paying attention to each other. So how are you going to know that a guy is doing that? You know, right there. So, but I also think probably, like, guys have, they should, you know, most of the time be, you know, kind of, you know, attentive to their partners, and maybe you guys were both like into the music too much to like really notice somebody whipping it out. But then I also like the group, the kind of the camaraderie that, you know, was shown with the water and the shirt to clean up. I am having some trouble here. I'm gonna do this because it happened so recently and because you gave me the details about the wedding. I think that the one true three is story number two, and I think that that's true because you seem like the kind of person where people would be persistent and, like, you know, going after you and trying to look for, you know, an opportunity to hang out with you or even to go out on a date with you and stuff. I don't discount the fact that something may have happened or an incident may have happened at a concert, but I also think, like, yeah, you know, I'm just not sure about that first one. It just, there's some piece of it that's a little bit off to me. So I'm going to say your one true three is story number two.
You are correct.
Woo!
But
yeah.
Story one did happen, but I was the friend with the water. It happened to my other friend.
What?
Yeah, I was the one who gave her the bottle of water.
Oh my goodness, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
See, I'm a
note to
terrible liar. I have to have like slightly real truths in my lies, or I'm never gonna be able to play this game.
So nobody noticed the guy?
No,
I don't.
I don't. I still to this day, there has been hours wasted on trying to decipher what happened here. But I'm pretty sure he must have just like had his hands in his pants or his pocket, and then at the last minute pulled it out and all over my poor friend, who,
Oh my
if you're
goodness.
going to jerk off on someone, she probably is the best person to jerk off on because she's so proud of this story. She thinks it's like the best thing to ever happen to her. She's super proud of this story. Like, she would not have left. She just would have sat there for the next hour with jizz on her leg. 100%.
And did your boyfriend really at the time punch the
Yeah,
other
he
guy
did.
out?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Unbelievable. But you probably even took a shower for an hour just to be like, I can't believe that
Yeah,
happened to
I
my
did.
friend.
I mean, I would have anyway after that concert, but I was
Oh
like,
yeah, good point.
Yeah, no. It
Oh
is
my goodness.
true. It just did not happen to me. Thank
Well.
God.
Well, the second story was very interesting. It sounds like obviously, you're sticking to your morals, which I think is really awesome and rad. It's always good to hear, people who kind of, I don't know, not deal with things like that, but just like, just be like, no, I'm not really, interested and kind of stick to your guns. I'm sorry that you didn't win the prize today, this slide whistle.
I'm really upset about
Maybe we'll do this again and we can play again as well. I know I'm gonna be probably what was I gonna say? I was gonna say I didn't have an outro, but I thought I was gonna have a little bit of an outro, but let me see if I can figure out an outro one moment.
I think you should
But
actually send me that slide whistle anyway, because I was the first person to play this game with you. I think
oh
I
yeah?
deserve like a consolation prize.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I will consider it. I will consider sending you the slide whistle. I'm really good with the slide whistle, right? I'm serious. Only if we put it into a song of some sorts. Like at the end of the song, just make it go or something. Like the maybe a
Got
dubstep. What?
to say, is the slide whistle really like a talent? Isn't it just like pulling something out as you breathe, like exhale?
You're gonna make me cry. That is a talent. That is a talent. If auto-tune can exist, then slide whistle pop music can exist. For sure.
It feels a little bit Simpsons-y.
You know what? It does feel Simpsons-y, but I will tell you this. When I get married, if I get married, I'm gonna have an orchestra of the slide whistle playing the wedding march. Anyway, that's not the wedding march.
That's the wedding march. Have no
All
idea what that
right,
is.
maybe that's the way we go out, just with the little slide whistle music. But thank you for playing, Melt. I had a lot of fun. I hope it was okay for you.
I am
And
going to
I.
come up with something. I'm gonna get you on this game.
You think so? You think you'll get me? All right, we'll see. We'll have to see. Maybe we'll play next time, and then I'll have more instruments that maybe a mouth harp or something like that. We could do that as well. So
I have
have
a
a whole band
harmonica.
of. You have a harmonica? Oh man, we'll have to get our music together and jam for sure. But that's on a different game. That'll be a different game we'll play. This has been One True Three, and my guest has been Melt. Thank you, Melt.
You're welcome.
And I'm Woody, and we'll see you next time.